producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Christy is out. Fiorina is out as well. Two Republicans off of the stage, and so it continues to shrink on the lead up to South Carolina. What happens next is anybody's guess, as it's been interesting results season. As promised, we knew it would be pretty tight, and certainly it has been that way. I think it's going to be tough to predict South Carolina for sure. It's what happens with Ted Cruz, what happens with Marco Rubio, and oh yeah, how about Jeb Bush, who is spending a fortune in PAC money to get votes. Does he stay around through the whole thing when it's looking like a three-man race to grab that Republican nomination? In fact, his big brother, the former president of the United States, has stepped in to lend a hand. Here's an ad for South Carolina.
There's no doubt in my mind that Jeb Bush will be a great commander-in-chief for our military. Jeb has dealt with crises as the governor of Florida, and he did so with resolve, steadiness, and a calmness necessary in a good leader.
All right, so there you go. Finally, an appearance by the former president. It was dicey as to what would happen. Would Bush jump in the middle of the stream? Would we see him start to hit the campaign trail? Because, you know, there's an ex-president where the Republicans, if you think about it, the Democrats always trot out Clinton. And he was always such a huge draw, Bill Clinton. But the Republicans didn't do that with George W. Bush, and perhaps it's partly because of what happened with the situation in Afghanistan and Iraq. But now here he is, and he's pitching for Jeb. And will it help him in some states? I don't think it's going to hurt him in some states. But, you know, it's wild to watch this brother-brother thing. And I really believe at the start of this, when they talked to Jeb, it seemed like a no-brainer. He's the guy. He's the next Mitt Romney. He's the person to step in. He's the next John McCain. He's the party promise. We want him to lead the way, to take us into whatever's next with the Republican Party. But, you know, as it turns out, it's going to be a guy named perhaps Donald Trump who started a reality show called Celebrity Apprentice. So if the odds on favorite is Trump, how long does a guy like Jeb Bush stay in this thing? I mean, could he stay theoretically all the way through? Absolutely. But would it make any sense to do that if he's getting trounced state after state after state? Maybe South Carolina is going to be different. What if Jeb Bush were to win South Carolina? Then what does this election look like? It's insane, isn't it? All right, and Chris Christie is gone, going back to New Jersey, saying they was going to reassess what the campaign was going to do. I don't think it's a surprise that he ends his presidential bid. There's no sense in it. And Marco Rubio says the debate attack didn't help Chris Christie. He thinks it made it worse for him by jumping all over Rubio. And I don't know, is there some truth to that? Perhaps, but he wasn't getting numbers anyway. And Carly Fiorina certainly was not getting numbers. She had one good showing at that whole thing happened with Donald Trump, but she's done. The former Hewlett-Packard exec announced her decision on Facebook after finishing seventh in the New Hampshire primary. It made no sense. She said she suspended her candidacy, but she's going to continue to travel the country and fight for Americans who refuse to settle for the way things are. and a status quo that no longer doesn't work for them. The writing was certainly on the wall. She didn't even qualify for last week's ABC News debate. And a last-minute campaign on her behalf to allow her in was unsuccessful. So, you know, the best moment of the campaign came in the two presidential debates, like I mentioned. She really shined in the undercard in the first debate, and she was great on the stage in the second debate. So making her way politically somewhere, finding a spot, perhaps. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen this time around, that's for sure. And the same thing with Chris Christie. Probably the bridge tanked his possibilities. Once that whole New Jersey bridge deal came up, he couldn't seem to get around that. But the people going into Manhattan and what was happening on the GW Bridge and lanes that were shut down, and this became a contest between Chris Christie's people and somebody who wasn't going to jump up and snap up and get votes for him. So, you know, that's where that stood, and it got such ugly headlines. That's when he started to tank. And then, of course, there was the emergence of Donald Trump. So would you be surprised to know that, as we move from the campaign trail for a second, Sirhan Sirhan, the assassin of Robert Kennedy, denied parole for the 15th time, of course. Can you imagine if they paroled him? That there's just no way that's happening. It's always so sad, I think, when you see the tape of Robert Kennedy being shot and the shock on the faces of the people around him. And my mother, who was very young at the time, did some work for Bobby Kennedy and told me some really fascinating stories about, you know, what he was like and what it was like when he came to New York and, you know, whatnot. So there was no doubt, after answering questions from the California Patrol panel for about 3 hours, that this wasn't going to go any further. It was too big. I mean, a Democratic presidential primary in California in 1968, and he says, you know, he doesn't remember the shooting at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. He said he recalled going to the hotel and going to his car, returning after realizing he had too much to drink. He said he became interested in a woman, and they drank coffee in a hotel pantry, but he says it's vague. And Sirhan Sirhan, a native of Jerusalem, listened pretty intently, I suppose, is what is being reported, during most of the hearing, turning a little bit testy when they pressed him on his memory. He said he felt remorse for any crime victim, but added he couldn't take responsibility for the shooting. So, of course, it was never going to happen, and it's never going to happen in his lifetime, and especially if he's saying things like that. I don't think so. Yeah, no, it's not happening. No way, not in our lifetime. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up next, you know, it seems like every week on America Tonight, it used to be I would talk about how wicked Mother Nature was, and of course that still happens. We get mudslides, we get floods, we get blizzards, the weather at the whim of Mother Nature. But what happens, there's a different phenomenon that's happening to the people who are weathering their fellow passengers when they are flying the friendly skies. Wait till you hear, we have a little snippet of tape from one passenger who perhaps had a little too much. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
First things first, I'm the realest, realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You want a bad bitch like this?
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of eight, cup of goose, cup of
grit. Some of my cherries.
Worth a heavy ticket on my wrist.
Watch out for them cherries.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. All right, Kate Delaney, hanging out with all of you who are maybe a little more sober than what happened on that plane. That was an Air Alaska flight. Bummer. You know, are they going to have to limit people? They won't do that, though, because, you know, there's money to be made. So, you know, I just had this conversation. Have you been on a plane with someone who is completely trashed and some of the unbelievable things that are happening in the air? Does it seem like there's more or not? So Air Alaska, they had to divert a flight after a flyer threatened the crew. This was a flight from Boston to San Diego that had to be diverted to Denver. You know, and when you're on that plane, you're like, oh, please. Oh, let this person sit down. Let's not let this happen. Oh, please, please, please. But sure enough, the passenger was intoxicated, you heard. According to eyewitnesses, he became upset when the flight attendants tried to keep him from drinking more. So he was upset. They let him drink the nips, small bottles of alcohol he brought on. And he was told to stay calm, and he flipped out. So the flight diverted to Denver. Passengers cheered, which you just heard, as he was let off the plane. And, you know, you don't want to do this kind of stuff. If you want to drink, drink when you get off the plane, not if you cannot contain yourself. And, you know, he looked like a young guy, so now who knows what kind of fine he gets, etc. Because you had to divert a flight, so that's never good when that happens. Mistake. Can we all say mistake at once? Mistake. The guy in the hat, the backwards hat. It's always the guy in the backwards hat. As we move along in this kind of grab bag segment for America Tonight, because, you know, you heard me at the top, I think America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. And so not all the buzz is over politics, believe it or not. There are other things in life besides the back and forth of the Democrats and the Republicans and the clamoring for the votes in those primaries. And like I said, there are other things that are happening that are pulling our attention. We just went through the Super Bowl. We saw what happened with Denver. There's questions about Peyton Manning. And we're going to hear Manning being pretty happy after that parade. And also what Cam Newton had to say, because he actually talked after walking out on reporters after the Super Bowl, because it was just, you know, that kind of an ugly thing. So you'll hear what Cam Newton has to say as well. So in the efforts of zigging and zagging in these different directions, we've already talked about New Hampshire. And now the question is, with Hillary Clinton, that she, you know, there's this intense push about the emails and what's happening with the email situation with Hillary Clinton and the State Department, and was secret information revealed. And that's the same old song. That's the same tune that we keep hearing over and over again. But apparently, you know, there's this other corruption about the delegates, and does she have the equal amount of delegates as Bernie Sanders? So this is not going to go well for Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders could knock her off. Is Clinton leaving New Hampshire with the same number of delegates as Sanders? I mean, there's the question. And that's what it was being said. He won 15 with his 20-point win on Tuesday, so start to do the math. Clinton came into New Hampshire with 6 superdelegates who are state party insiders, and they can support any candidate they choose. So that's kind of a fluid process. A candidate needs about 2,200 delegates, if you're wondering, to secure the nomination. So this is that push for the votes that we talk about with the primaries. Some people think we should just do away with the primaries altogether and just go straight to the general election, and that would change a few things if we did go straight to the general election. You know, just skip right past. Forget the whole history. I'll tell you who'd be upset. Iowa, all the money that's spent there. Come on, let's be real. And same thing with New Hampshire. A crazy amount of money was dumped in New Hampshire. Crazy amount of money. So I see a push against just a general election. But see how it comes right back around to, I said we were jumping in a different direction, but it comes right back around to the election. But it's interesting to see the delegate count. Keep an eye on that delegate count for sure, because if they're neck and neck, now they go to South Carolina, and, you know, what happens after that? I don't know any of you. I think there are some people in this audience that ride horses, like horses, and whatnot. And we always think of dogs and cats as really knowing what's going on with us. You know, when you're sad, they cuddle up to you, or they just have a way of, they have a way of knowing, or you feel like they have a sixth sense of what's going on in your life, or when someone's sick. And I just was reading this story about horses that a horse, that there are psychologists at Sussex University, they compiled a dictionary of facial expressions that could indicate emotions in a horse. And the report says that they have just turned the experiment pretty much on its head. They've explored the equine capacity to read a human face. Oh, I always thought whenever I rode a horse, which I'm not a great rider, that they knew what was, they knew it was happening. Like they sort of sensed whatever was going on. They said they can sense fear and stuff. So they say that a horse can not only tell whether a human being might be in a bad mood, but they can also do that from a picture. Isn't that crazy? And they released all this stuff in the Journal of Biology Letters. That they made, what they did is they made high quality, large size colored prints of the same male human smiling and baring his teeth and frowning and baring his teeth. So expressions of positive and negative emotions from a stranger, and then volunteers who did not themselves know what the photograph revealed. They showed them to 28 horses from five riding to livery stables, as they say, in Sussex and Surrey, and the horse could tell the difference. So be careful how you look. You know, dogs have been shown to look at angry human faces with the left eye. The reasoning is the brain's right hemisphere, where the information from the left eye is recorded and interpreted, is specialized for dealing with scary or threatening stimulus. And sheep, same thing. They can recognize and be calmed, actually, by photographs of other sheep. And even to remember faces of sheep and human. Wow. It's just freaky. Now we're talking about facial expressions and what a horse can recognize. It's like the whole science of body language. Now we can apply that to horses. Don't get on this horse. He doesn't like angry people. He doesn't like people that look like they're having a bad time, so stay away. And so to me, that's not a shock, because this is exactly what I would have suspected. Let's put it that way. By the way, Fox topped the New Hampshire ratings. CNN and MSNBC dipped from 2008. In the ratings game, which means dollars, 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 in a really fractured media market, Fox was the big winner. Bret Baier, Megyn Kelly, between 8 and 11, they led in total viewers, 4.17 million, and adults, almost a million. That comes a week after Iowa, where they led in total viewers, but saw CNN take the key demographic, because now that's what it's down to. It's the demographic they want. And so CNN was a distant second, then there was MSNBC, but a pretty big night for cable news overall. So once again, politics sells in the world of cable and straight-up network coverage. Going to you next as we check the mailbag on America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Tonight. Hope you're doing well out there in the nooks and crannies. Got a ton of email today. I don't want to shut you out if you're trying to get through. 855-266-5283 or 855-266-KATE. Let's turn to the mailbag on that.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Joe. Kate, I'm emailing you a couple times this week. Don't think I'm stalking you, but I'm catching up on my Kate fill because I was away on vacation. I went to Italy. Are you jealous? My wife won a trip. How cool is that? So now that I'm back on Firmaterra, here's the thing. I am just tired already of the whole politics. It seems like we've been talking about it forever. I don't hate politics. I do agree with you. It's important to vote. I will vote. But it seems like overkill. Is it me? Is it something in the air? What is it? I'm not sure. What do you think? It's election season. I mean, it's official. We're back again. We're doing the thing that we do, the dance. Cha-cha-cha-cha. to the right, to the left. That's, I mean, this is it. This is what we do in this country. And here's the thing. Even if we do feel a little deflated by some of what we see and, you know, the same old Washington nonsense and where's the breath of fresh air and blah, blah, blah. All you have to do is go to another country. And I've said this before. Nothing like being shot at when you're at in Mexico, in Chihuahua, and watching what's happening with the pre-independentists trying to stuff the ballot box. It was, you know, forced voting. And so we know in other countries, is it really a democratic system? Of course it's not. Is it a fair way of electing people? Well, in other countries, they do have other systems. I'm not saying every other country, but in so many other countries, people don't even have a choice. We have a choice. And that's why the more you get involved, if you're really furious about it, just jump in. The water's warm. Get involved. Or don't. Let's move on to Dan. Kate, how about those Broncos? What did you think of the Broncos winning the Super Bowl? Be honest. Oh, I thought it was great. It's the whole thing about Peyton Manning, 39, going to be 40 in March. Now he has two Super Bowls. Imagine you are Archie Manning, and you played for the Saints, and you had a decent career. You never were on any really super great teams, and you never won a Super Bowl. But you have two sons that have four Super Bowls between them. Are you kidding me? That is crazy when you think about it. Shaking that gene tree to have two sons that are quarterbacks in the National Football League that aren't just, you know, decent journeyman quarterbacks. No, they're quarterbacks that have won two Super Bowls, and they're Hall of Famers. So I got to say, the Manning family must be sky high. I mean, this is their life, and this is what they've dealt with from drafting, you know, both sons and watching them play and struggles and ups and downs. But you can't take away those Super Bowls, that's for sure. So, yes, I thought it was great that the Broncos won. All right, how about this one from Bernie B? And Bernie B says, Sirhan, Sirhan, up for parole again. Really? 15 times? Any chance ever that he sees daylight, Delaney? No. He shot Bobby Kennedy. He killed Bobby Kennedy. Now he's saying he can't even remember what happened. He can't even remember what he did. He was trying to talk to some woman, and then he had coffee with her, and he had too much to drink. So, no. He's not getting out of prison anytime soon. He can be up for parole a ton of times, but it ain't happening. It's not happening. I mean, there's my answer to that. There's just some people, there's just some people that won't see the light of day, and not when you kill a Kennedy. How about this one from Paige? Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know what you thought of those Super Bowl commercials. But I can't even, I mean, here's the true test, Kate. I can't even remember very many of the Super Bowl commercials days later. It shows it didn't really have much of an impact. What do you think? Yeah, I didn't think the Super Bowl commercials were all that great. I have to agree. I thought they were okay. It's kind of subpar. It seems like the era of, you know, remember the Michael Jackson commercials and the whole Pepsi thing and, oh my gosh, even just a couple of years ago, Betty White and the Snickers, that was clever. But there just were commercials that didn't seem to make much sense to me. And now it's become a sport, watching the commercials within the sport. So, I'm just gonna say that, they weren't that good. They weren't. I like the Alec Baldwin Dan Marino commercial. I thought that was clever, and that was for the Echo. And see, I even remember the product, the Amazon Echo. And I'm going to say, yeah, thumbs up, definitely. All right, let's move over to this one from Jay. Kate, I know you are a sports fan. I'm a hoop fan. I was wondering what you think of the Warriors and their chances to repeat as NBA champions. Wow, well, that's a tall task. I'm going to say that Golden State, you know, they just won again on Wednesday. They beat Phoenix 112-104. they're in a great position. I mean, they keep winning. They've got a great team. It's not just all about Steph Curry. And, of course, so am I going to tell you, no, they don't have a good chance. They have a good chance to get there and maybe repeat. But what happens if LeBron James and the Cavaliers are back and it's part two? Yeah, I'm going to say LeBron going down twice to the Warriors. I'm not so sure about that. And then, of course, it's going to depend on the health of the players, as always. And it's a little more wide open in the East. A little more wide open, anyway. And speaking of Steph Curry and the Warriors, you know, the rumors are flying about, Luke Walton, where will he go next? Where will he coach? Oh, no, they're going to lose him because he's just too good. And the answer is he is very good, and probably he, if there is another pro job that opens up, he's, of course, going to be considered for it. You're not going to keep a guy like that in the fold as the assistant and then taking the main stage for a while. I mean, eventually, and they're going to want him to do that. They're going to wish him the best, and the players really, really like him. And that's probably going a little too deep. All right, we zero back and come back around again to a couple more emails. This one from Cindy. Kate, I don't understand why Hillary Clinton is so vilified. No, I don't necessarily like Hillary Clinton. I don't hate her, though. I don't. It's almost like hating her to hate her. Do you feel that way? Oh, she's a bipolar. She's a polarizing, not bipolar. She's a polarizing figure. There are just some people that are that way, and no matter what, she is that person. She has her fans, and she has massive detractors, of course, yes. So I agree. That's my official take on that. This one from Trevor. Kate, we're listening to you here in Sarasota. I think you already know that. The whole thing with this cruise ship returning to New Jersey, how creepy to have waves 30 feet high. Creepy is probably not the word. It had to be scary. If you feel like you're on a toy boat, imagine riding that storm out and just praying you get to land. Yeah, I can't imagine riding that storm out. I agree with you. I think it would be absolutely brutal. You know, no question about it. Because you'd feel unsecured, untethered, and you'd be relying on them to get you back to shore. And that's why the people cheered and couldn't wait. And of course, they got their money back, and then they got 50% off another cruise if they want to go. But you know, they basically were trapped, battered about sea for a couple of days, and towed in. Doesn't sound like fun to me. I'm just saying. How about fly there, get on the beach, go see the sights, and call it a day? That's what sounds really good to me. This one from Trey. Who do you think has the best campaign right now for the Republicans? Winning is the deal. So Donald Trump has the best campaign from that point of view, that he's spooked the establishment and the candidates who figured they were shoo-ins because of the fact that he has fans and because he is plain spoken in a sense, where he's no filter. He can just say what he wants and nobody challenges him on it, really. And he has a lot of fans and yes, detractors, but so many more fans. I mean, he is really the phenomenon of every story there is in this election. There's no question about it. People want to know what's going on with Trump, hands down, before anything else. All right, remember, you can always email me your thoughts. Send them to americatonight.net. Speaking of Peyton Manning and Cam Newton, we're going to hear from them next on ATN.
time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
DeMarcus and I are just real fortunate just to be a part of this journey with some great teammates.
I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to it's not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to win football games.
Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, the tale of two different faiths on Super Bowl Sunday. So Cam Newton getting trashed about what happened in the Super Bowl and walking away from reporters. And he, on Tuesday, he talked to reporters when he was cleaning out his locker, if you will, heading off into the sunset in the off season, and he had not really addressed criticism for walking out on the scribes after only a handful of questions after Super Bowl 50, that loss to Denver, and for not attempting to dive on a fumble late in the fourth quarter because, you know, there was criticism about that. Tuesday, it might have been a damage control thing. Had Newton not talked, it might have prompted an off-season discussion about his maturity, and so I think he was trying to head that off at the pass. It was smart of him to flush that out. Former Jets quarterback Greg McElroy had an interesting thing to say. He said he felt like Newton just quit on the Panthers. That, you know, his who, and by the way, McElroy, who's best remembered for his criticisms of the corrupt locker room chemistry, by the way, said that Newton quit on the team for refusing to jump on his own fumble in the fourth quarter of that 24-10 loss to the Bronx. He said he should have done that, and he was sulking, and it appeared like he was sulking, and you could tell he was sulking. So, for what it's worth, McElroy said, I have big issues with the way Cam handled himself, not only on the field, but in the postgame as well. He went on to say that Newton's behavior was blown out of proportion because he believes the self-important media took it as a personal affront. And you know, he said, I don't have as much of a problem with the postgame press conference as a lot of people do. I think the media, this is McElroy, he said, I think the media at times feels as though they're more important than the game itself. And you know what? If he doesn't want to partake in the press conference, then I don't care about that. That's fine, he says. That is fine. But you have to, because that's, them's the rules. You're supposed to address the media. And I guess you don't have to stand there for hours and take all the questions. And especially if you feel like you're getting bombarded, you certainly don't have to do that. So in that sense, he's right about it. And just, you know, move on from there. And he did. He talked on Tuesday to the local media, and that was his way of dealing with it. How about that? All right, you're going to love this. Fenway and snowboarding on a ramp. The Green Monster, I can't tell you how many times I've been there on that field. Once for an incredible all-star game where the great Ted Williams, who was still alive, was there. And this was, gosh, I want to say this was like late 90s. But the Green Monster at Fenway is pretty impressive, when just the history of it. But now they've got this colossus being built for the Polar Tech Big Air at Fenway event, which is a U.S. Grand Prix tour that features Olympic medalists. And there's a $150,000 grand prize at stake. And if you could have seen the way they built this ramp, it's crazy, this Big Air ramp. I think it'd be fun to go and watch it. It's smart on the off season to do something with this historic, you know, monolith in a way, and it's this giant colossus. It's crazy. I just happened to see a story on it. From baseball to Big Air, good for them. The story of what's happening now with Peyton Manning, because you heard him first. He is just soaking in, of course, he's soaking in, and let him, that Super Bowl victory. Because he knows, I think he knew heading into the game, this could be it. And I've talked to some people who are acquainted with Manning, and the consensus is that he is definitely stepping away. You know, after the Super Bowl, he said he was... Remember, he said he made that comment. He's drinking Budweiser. He's going to hang with his family. So he got a chance to do that. I think it was classy for him to not make himself the focus and talk about, what am I going to do next year? What's going to happen? I mean, I thought it was great to just take a breath, chill, and then he can come back and not take anything away from the defense, not take anything away from his fellow players on the offense or the defense. By the way, that Broncos parade, which is where you heard Peyton Manning the other day, drew, they say, and you could see it's just an orange crush, they say drew over 1 million fans. And of course all the team was there. Peyton Manning, DeMarcus Ware, you know, will 18 be back? Who knows? But for the week, they can enjoy it. I mean, really. Let them enjoy it. And there were people that came from all over Colorado to see the crush to see the parade downtown. And if you are a rabid fan of any team and they win a championship, oh, for goodness sake, you owe it to yourself to go to the parade. The parade is really fun. So a million people went to see that. Also kind of an interesting story is fans spent an average of $88 on Super Bowl food and drinks. 88. And I guarantee there's people that spent way more than $88. So Levi Stadium got a big boost. 1,000 crab sandwiches, 1,000 vegan dogs, 500 vegan barbecue sandwiches, 8,000 wines by the glass, and they cost like 25, as much as 25 each. The average Super Bowl ticket on resale on StubHub, $4,512. Woohoo! That's a lot of money to spend on a Super Bowl. They even had the big 5-0 sausage, which had golden flakes. They said 3,000 of those were sold. What is golden flakes? It was popular. Popular enough, anyway. So now the NFL waits until the draft. See who's going to be rolled out where. But football is officially over. Nobody nailed the score this time around. Sad to say, I was really pulling for somebody to do it. Nobody nailed the score. Maybe next time. And, of course, we have other games of chance, where we will allow you to become winners, and the computer goes right back into the pile, so the computer isn't going anywhere, and it will still work in an incredible way, trust me. And maybe you have better luck when we get into March Madness, because we'll do a few nail the scores for that. We've had two winners in the past, just not in the last couple of years. But we've had two winners who walked with all the loot from America Tonight. Hey, remember, you can always check us out at americatonight.net. All roads lead through there, whether it's a blog or a speech or whatever. Go to americatonight.net. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.